Well, hello. Apologies for the radio silence, but been going a bit bat crazy at home. Loads of things to do, you know. Well, you know how it is. We're all in the same boat, aren't we? Oh, excuse me. One of my radios there just making itself known. So we're all in the same boat, aren't we? But let's get back to the podcast. Thanks for listening, if you do listen all the way through. Looks like a beautiful day out there. I'm stuck indoors at the moment because I'm doing some last minute swatting up and cramming. Because today, which is the date of May the 5th, today is my Radio Amateurs exam foundation level. And I will be taking that online. And I haven't done exams for such a long time, so this is a big deal for me. So if I fail it, it's not going to be a big deal, particularly because I'll just take it again. But I would really like to pass it, so no pressure now, as you know, you're listening to this and I'm going to be updating you with a pass or a fail. So let's hope it's a pass. So why radio amateur now? Well, for years and years and years, before having a family, from the age of about 14, I was into CB radio, tinkering with them and setting them up and popping them in the car. And before I even had a car, I set a rig up on my bike with a great big long aerial on the back. Oh, you can picture it now, can't you? It was pretty awesome. excuse me. That's probably, it's never left me really. I used to really enjoy when I'd passed my test, I used to really enjoy going with a group of us to the Avondasset Hills, which is quite a high point. If you just search up Avondasset Hills, it's famous for being very high and beautiful. It's also famous for having scenes filmed there for Three Men and a Baby, I think that was it. One particular scene was filmed there. So we'd go up there, we'd set up an external aerial and we'd spend all night what was called DXing, which was contacting other stations around the world and having great fun. It was really good. It taught us an awful lot. So that's the background. Now, I've been getting more and more into radios for quite some time, and it's sort of pushed it forward for me when friends of mine also went and passed the amateur radio exam. I've always wanted to do it. So that's where we are. We're here now. So wish me luck today. I will be updating the internet with a pass or a fail. And we shall see. In the meantime, I better get on cramming. How's your week been? Has it been good? Bad? Do you know, I was just thinking the other day, wouldn't it have been great if my test was on May the 4th? May the 4th be with you. No? Maybe not. Who cares? One thing about being on lockdown is it's completely different, isn't it? Everything is completely different. And for us, and for me, I don't take the little things for granted anymore. You know, I've been in constant touch with teachers recently, being a foster carer. I think that's probably you know, important. More so important probably than the amount of contact for my own children with teachers. And there's lots of reasons for that. But regardless, you know, I've been in touch with teachers quite a lot, and they're still working. They're still working really, really hard. And isn't it amazing how within days they were just expected to turn their lives around and start working completely differently, and still giving that attention to our kids. Hats off to them. If you're a teacher, amazing job. And I'm hoping, and I said to one of the teachers today, I'm really hoping that when this is all done and dusted and some, in brackets, normality resumes, that whatever government we have starts to look at the people in this country that has kept us going, kept us safe, kept us fed, kept us alive and well. Look at those people and say, you know what? You actually deserve a little bit more. And I'm hoping that happens. Fingers crossed it will. We shall see. So there we are. That's that. And I will leave you to your day, for now anyway. Well, thank you very much for putting up with me for the last episode. There will be more where that came from. When, I don't know. As I said, no structure. I know, I must try harder. I'm sure as time goes on, I certainly will do that. So for now, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. And get in touch by all means. I am at HighKeyLee on Twitter. By all means, drop me a message on there. And yeah, let's catch up. But for now, stay safe. Keep you and your family safe. And keep doing as you're told. Let's try and get through this together. Thanks so much.